Hey, what's up? It's the Zisu E-Society Podcast. We're here at San Diego Comic-Con 2018. So I thought we'd do a little day one wrap-up, see how it went, our first full day. First thing I gotta say is, you know, I took last year off after a 10-year run, so I'm glad to be back, but you can just never get used to the amount of walking that you have to do. At least 8 miles, probably closer to 10 miles walk today. So it's hard to even train for this, because even if you were to do that much, you wouldn't be doing it over a sustained period of a whole day. But just get into a little recap of what my day was like. I started with the Her Universe booth at the Star Wars, and they had the new Ahsoka Tano Hot Topic exclusive pop, and all of them were signed by Ashley Eckstein, who played the voice of Ahsoka Tano on both Clone Wars and Rebels. So that was no problem to get to that. You could walk right up and get it, so that was cool. And it was decently priced, too. The pop is normally $12.50, and it was only $20, so that was fair, and picked that up. Then made way back outside and met up with Jade, and she was excited. She's all about Cloak and Dagger as far as experience for this con. So we got these badges for Roxxon Core, which, if you're familiar with the comics at all, you know that, and if you're familiar with the show, you know about that. But then we did this secondary experience thing where it was like we were all tethered in, almost like stunt people, and we were about to touch like the Cloak and Dagger, and then boom, you're pulled back. What, and it's pretty exciting. Right across from Petco, they have all kinds of stuff, experiences, and while it took a while, it was cool. So, you know, I'm glad we got it, and who knows, we might even try it again. So, but kind of on and off on the floor today. I didn't make a full sweep. I was kind of cutting back and forth. I did visit one of my favorite artists, Katie Cook, and her husband, Ryan, and I would have loved to talk to them for the show, and I was thinking about it, but it's just no way it would happen. She has this huge line. It's crazy, because they've been going to a Comic-Con as long as I have. They've been going 12 years, and this is my 11th. I missed last year, but it would be my 12th in a row. So it was nice to visit with them when I did, but it's just so hectic at their booth. It's like a line of people waiting for mini paintings. Katie Cook's got her head in the table. Ryan's trying to take care of people that want prints and everything. She did. And, you know, we talked. She signed a couple books for me. I got a print. I'm going to go back and get a mini painting of Emphas Nest. I asked if they had a pre-one made done, and they're like, wow, no. The newest character they had done basically was Finn, they said, so, from Star Wars. But I was like, yeah, with the mask. She's like, yeah, that would be perfect. So definitely going to go back and visit her. I was on the search for another artist I always visit, Lord Mesa. I assumed he was there because he's always there, and I had to go to Instagram and find out he's not here this year for the first time in about 10 years. He's not there. So what else did I see on the floor? I don't know. We got over into the small press area, gotten a lot of that. I think I'm gonna kick it over to Jade. What did you? I know you did a lot of small press, and what were some of your pickups and finds today?
Okay. So I spent almost all my money today. I have like $10 left, so that's great. But no, it was worth it. Because everything that I got, I obviously loved and I thought about. But I collect pins. Like, I have probably 150 plus.
Well, at least.
Yeah. At least.
What? Hey everyone, I'm here. I was just trying to get ready for anything. But anyway, when did all of a sudden all these pins start to get popular? I mean, because my son, was it last year, he had me get, I don't know, some kind of... to me, it looked like a flower. It was purple. It's in some video game that he wanted or something. Or not a video game, but, you know, like that magic game, whatever. It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's from that, but yeah, that's my question. When did all these pins, because I also got some last year. I didn't get anything this year. I kind of just zipped through everything, but I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, so my question is, when did all of a sudden everyone start making pins and everything? Because to me, I've just recently noticed that there is a lot of people are putting them out, especially down here at Comic-Con. There's a lot of exclusive ones.
From what I've seen, it's been, like, a few years, because there are, like, people that I've known in, like, school who are, like, hardcore about, like, not just, like, regular pins, which is a lot of what I get, but also, like, exclusive stuff. So, like, subscription boxes. Like, I always get one from, what's the one?
The Funko
stuff? Funko.
Collector's Core.
Yeah, Collector Core pins. There's always Smuggler's one Bounty. Of those. So there's so many subscription boxes that are exclusive pins. And I have, like, two lanyards full of those. And then I have, like, three other lanyards full of other pins. Oh, and I just remembered. It also became very popular with Disney.
That's what I was
going to say. Because there's Disney trading pins. And that has a huge community.
That's my theory. That the Disneyland and Disney World, the trader pins, that's what really got everybody else going because it became such a big thing at Disney.
Yeah.
They try to motivate you to chase these pins throughout the park. You can only get them at one area of the park. So you go here and you get this one, and you go to the other part of the park and you get that one. They're not all just at one place.
Yeah, I remember, I think that might have been kind of the start for me, because I didn't go, like, hardcore on Disney pins, but I remember being super interested by them, because they were so unique. And I have this one that, like, one of the rides is Mount Everest or something like that, and it has, like, the Yeti or whatever it is, and it says, I climbed Mount Everest, and it's just super cute, and I really like that. Because all my Disney pins are, like, kind of like a one-of-a-kind thing for me, and so it's nice to have that.
What pins did you get today?
Yeah, so the pins I got today, I actually got a free Cloak and Dagger one, which I was super excited about, and then I got another Cloak and Dagger pin set, so that's pretty cool. I'm, like, stocked on Cloak and Dagger now, and then I bought, from Katie Cook, an artist that we really like. She has this comic online called Nothing Special, and it's free. You guys should totally read it. It's super cute and fun and adventurous. And there's this character in it called Radish, and he's just, like, a super sarcastic, like, comedy part in the comic. And so he has his own pin, and so I thought that was really cool. And so I got that. And then I got this pin that I am in love with, and it was really cute. It's like a little cup, kind of, but it has, like, a face on it, and it's a pumpkin spice latte, and I'm really obsessed with those. So I was thinking about it for a long time, and I was like, okay, I just gotta go back and get it. And then, like, 5 minutes before the convention was closing, I bought it. So I was like, I have to go get it. It's just super cute and adorable, and I like staring at it, so.
Well, before that, I mean, I already asked you this in a car, but for the listeners, what did you think? This was Jade's first time down here at San Diego Comic-Con. What did you think? Just let everyone know what you thought and what you liked. If there's any dislikes, just go into that, because I have a lot of dislikes.
Okay. I mean, it's been before I came, Dad was, like, talking about it for, like, a month, and so I pretty much knew what to expect. I don't know. I don't want to say I was underwhelmed, but I was, like, I was fine with everything. I was fine with the people. I was fine with waiting for stuff. Like, cause maybe it's because when I was younger, I went to WonderCon, and this was kind of just like a step from that. So, like, I don't know. I thought it was fine. I thought it was really fun, the stuff that I did do. I'm excited for the stuff I'm going to do, especially tomorrow. I have my Cloak and Dagger panel going on. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't really anything that I disliked. Like, what do you mean by, like,
dislike? Like, the on your feet.
Oh, well, that you just have to get used to. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. Like, you can ride as many shuttle buses as you can and get people to ride bikes around for you, but you just, it's part of the experience, I think, is walking.
Yeah. You just can't train for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you... I tried to do a little training, and it didn't help. But one year, that year... what year was when we were at Cowboys and Aliens? Do you remember what year that was?
Ooh, was that 2012? I'm gonna look it up right now.
I think it was. For that one, I was a lot, I wouldn't say skinnier, but a lot lighter and in better shape, because I remember I was doing a lot of walking and jogging, because that year, in order to, for us to get tickets to see Cowboys and Aliens at the premiere.
1 year earlier,
2011. 2011, all right. Whoever, I don't remember who put it out, but they kept saying, okay, they would tweet out a message like, okay, it was a deal with 7-Eleven, and there's 7-Elevens like all over downtown San Diego. So the one, okay, I'm standing on 5th Street or whatever at 7-Eleven, and come up here, and they were handing out these little boxes. So I remember running all the way up there and then not getting a ticket. I think it was, were they gold tickets?
Right, and yeah, they came in little cardboard boxes, and then you got either a shirt or a little, like, wrist blaster thing. And also, I didn't pull one, but where we lucked out was Jon Favreau had a signing and got the poster signed. And I asked him if he would sign the little box, and he's like, oh, you found one of these. And I was like, yeah, I didn't win. And he turned around to a pile of them, and he's like, I think you'll like this one a lot better. So he's super cool, and he's always been super cool when I've met him at the con. Surprisingly, I actually don't have a picture with him, but he's always been awesome and love to support his work.
Yeah, so they were giving out these little boxes. They're actually like little gold bars, but cardboard gold bars. Yeah. And there was tickets inside and a shirt or what have you. And I was running all over the place trying to get one. And that was years ago. I couldn't do that, especially now. I'm like way heavier than I was then. I'm sure I lost a pound or two today because I've been sweating and walking. I couldn't tell you how many miles.
At least eight.
Yeah, at least eight, maybe nine. I would say mine would be almost nine, because I'll get to where I was today. But that was years ago, so I'll stop talking about that. But for today, for me, we got up. Shout out to Lauren. We're Airbnb in his house. And we're, I don't know, somewhere. All I know is you were almost to the water, to the beach and to the bay where we're at. Couldn't get hotel anywhere. It was crazy. So got to the con, parked, rode the shuttle in. I had to go upstairs to get Eric a badge. And they were having problems because they were saying the computers were kept crashing. So I was like, oh, man. And I wanted to hurry and get a badge because there was a panel I wanted to go to that was getting ready to start soon. So the computers fired up. It was good. Got our badge, got our bags, and got out of there. Did you get a bag?
No, I still haven't. Early in the day when I tried to get up there, they had closed access. You couldn't get upstairs at all, which is kind of crazy, because even if it was about like the whole badge thing, they have rooms up there that people need to get to. So I have no idea why they like stopped access. They eventually opened it up, but yeah, for like at least it seemed like an hour, you couldn't get up. to the top floor.
I was thinking about going up there and trying to get another bag, but I think...
Do they scan it?
There's a beeper up there, so I think they know
if you've
already gotten one. But I don't know. You know me, trying to be shiesty. But anyway, so we got the badge. We got out of there. Luckily, we were up in the right place because then we walked over to room 6A. I was with Eric, my son, and... we went in there. There was some panel going. I don't know. It was for some animated show, and there was all these kids on stage that did all the voices. I wasn't really paying attention. I don't know. I was just kind of messing around on my phone. But that was shortly over within a few minutes. And then right after that is one of the panels I always go to every year, and it was the Mattel Toys and WWE panel. Basically, they come out and they tell you about all the new figures that are coming. They show you concept art, show you videos of this and that, and then they bring out the wrestlers that were there. There was five of them. Kurt Hawkins, Zack Ryder, and Kurt Hawkins are both collectors. If you've seen the Toys That Made Us, Zack Ryder was one of the guys that we're talking to. He's got a huge collection of all kinds of toys, and he talked about it. He said, just with the wrestling figures alone, he said he had over 1,000 of them. And I've seen pictures of a lot of his stuff. I'm sure it wasn't everything, but he's a big Ghostbusters collector and Ninja Turtles. So he was just talking about stuff like that. And the rest of the wrestlers, there was only one female wrestler, and that was Becky Lynch. She was there, I don't think last year. I didn't go last year because I didn't have a Thursday badge. But the year before, I remember she was there. And then AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, he was there, and everyone got hyped up. And we thought that was it. And then they just kind of talking, and then they kind of, I think there's someone else there. Then you heard, yeah, and out walked out, woken Matt Hardy in that place. Everybody went nuts. And then he came out and everyone started doing the delete, delete and all that. And then he did his whole little spiel. I put a little video up on Instagram if you guys want to check it out. That's, if you guys don't know, that's Matt Hardy, one half of the Hardy Boys. And I don't know. I don't like Bray Wyatt, but he's doing his little run with him with the tag teams and all that. But anyway, it was cool. They just all the toys coming, and then the wrestlers talk about it, and then they did the Q&A and all that. So that panel was over with, and then
As far as the like releases that they were having, just out of curiosity for me, you know, I don't really follow wrestling as much as you, but do they have any new Samoa Joe releases, and are they doing any new like wrestling rings? Did they show anything like that as far as the action figures go?
I know there was more NXT guys, and Daniel Bryan's getting a new one because he's been out of it for a while, but he's been back. But they gave him a new figure. I know, or they talked about their exclusive. There's two exclusives at WrestleMania at the WWE Access. Access is like a convention that goes on for like a week right before WrestleMania, and I believe it's in New Jersey this year, or is it next year? I don't know. One of them. Or no, wait.
Yeah, it
was it WrestleMania? No, I think it was SummerSlam. My bad. Anyway. Anyway, there's going to be this exclusive figure there. And I'm like, damn it, I kind of want to go now just to get it. There's two of them, and it's Asuka. There's one where she's all dressed up, and then there's one where she's all just her ring attire, different masks and everything. And I think they said that she's going to have the NXT Women's Championship belt on one of them. So that was cool. But then the other thing that I thought was cool is there's going to be retail exclusives, and you know what, the Funko and everything, they put out the regular ones and then they put out the chases. This is the first time they've done this. There's going to be WWE Mattel chase figures. They didn't say where it's going to be at, whatever retail, most likely Target, I think. Right. But that was cool. And I'm like, damn it. Now I got to look over there and see. But the two figures that they show that said they have a chase, I'm like, eh. I can't remember. It was two wrestlers that I didn't care for. So.
Samoa Joe?
No.
What about rings?
No, there was none of that. It was just mainly a lot of the new things that were coming out. I know at the Mattel booth, I wanted to get over. I walked by, but that line was too long. There's those little muscle legend wrestler guys. I think it was like three packs of three. I think all those were $20. Not each, but for three packs, it's $20. I probably want to go over there and get those tomorrow. So the whole panel was cool. I think Matt Hardy was the best part of it because he got everyone hyped up and everything. So that was cool. And after that, Eric and I walked down to the floor, and I didn't really look at much. I just kind of zipped around and went to the exclusive stuff that I wanted to get that's there. When we get to what we picked up today towards the end of this, I'll tell you everything I got. But anyway, so we walked around. I got my exclusives, but then. We were walking around and I went by the nuclear blast booth and, there was, I saw these signs and they were saying a Testament, was doing a signing. And then I asked someone, I said, well, when is it? They said, it's at 2:00. We were there like by 1:30 and they said, yeah, the line's right here. And there was only like a few people in line. I'd say like 6-7 people. So we jumped in line, Eric and I, we waited and they all came. The whole band came. They had their signing. They gave us these. It's an exclusive, like a print, cardboard print of the band animated. And they had an exclusive T-shirt. I should have got one, but I didn't. I just we didn't have to buy nothing. Well, I did buy a comic book. The guitar player Eric Peterson, he had a book that he worked on, so he was signing those. I picked up that, and he signed it. And we went to the band. We met the whole band. I met them years and years. So, but this is the first time Eric. He didn't even know who they were. But he got pictures with all of them. I threw all those on Instagram and Facebook. We got those posters signed. And last night I was texting my buddy Jesse, Urban Aztec, for you guys that know him. Amazing artist. He was telling me that Testament was playing. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, man, I found out when it was. So I'll get to that in a minute. So anyway, we did the signing, met them all. It was cool. And then we went outside. We kind of did the handoff of the badges. And then Zisu and Jade went in. And Renee and I, my wife, and Eric, we went and got something to eat. This is something that sucks, man. Our tradition here when we came, we always went to Hooters and we always went to Baja or whatever, Rock Lobster or whatever that place is going. We did go there. We went there last night. Excellent food, guys. I like it. A little pricey, but nah, it's Comic-Con. Everything's pricey. So we walked up by Hooters and it's like emptied out and shut down. I looked on the maps to see if there was any close or none close. I'm like, weak. I also went on the other side of Petco where that Tilted Kill used to be. Not there anymore.
Wow.
So I was like, weak, man. So we ended up going to some burger place, which was actually pretty good. I can't remember the name of it. It's on, what is that main street in the Gaslamp? Is that 4th or 5th?
Yeah.
I think it's 5th, yeah. I can't remember the burger place, but it was actually pretty good. So we went there. And then we went walking around. We walked on the other side of, what's that? That Hyatt or the Hilton? That's way at the end.
Hilton?
The Hilton?
Yeah.
We walked over there. We were walking along the back because FX has all kinds of stuff on the grass back there. And then we walked along and there was more... Fox stuff. I know there was a Bob's Burgers thing. There was a Simpsons and some new show. I can't remember what it was called. They had this big, huge, like, trailer back there, and there was, like, clear sides, and there was a guy in there. Renee, what was that? Remember that dude that was in the little trailer? He looked like a zombie. Remember the name of that show? But you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we had to remember. I took a video of it. Do you remember? Remember that guy that was in the trailer, Eric?
That zombie guy?
Do you remember the name of the show?
And then he moved.
He's not even listening. Never mind. Anyway, there's some new show coming on. I don't know when it was, but he was in this big, huge trailer, and it was clear. And he was like some infected dude. He looked like a zombie, but he wasn't. And he was just sitting there. His eyes looked weird. He had the veins on his face.
Right.
I guess he was quarantined or something. I can't remember the name of the show. It was written on the side of the trailer, but it looked interesting. I think I'll check it out when it comes on.
Yeah.
So we walked back, and then when we were back there, right along the back of the convention center where all the water is and the boats, there's everyone lined up all over. And I asked them, I said, what are you guys lined up for? They went for Hall H, which is tomorrow for Friday. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it to sleep outside. I don't think it's worth it to waste a whole day that you can be doing other things, sitting outside in the sun. It was kind of warm today, and I'm sweating right now because it's hot in this house. But anyway, they're out there all day. I think that's stupid. I mean, if any...
You give away your day.
If any of you guys that are listening to this that were out there, but hey, I mean it's your prerogative, but I couldn't do it. I stood out there in that line overnight. Well, I did it overnight, but I wasn't just because I was trying to get into Hall H. But I think the longest I stood in that line was a few years ago. It was like 8 hours just to see Metallica when their movie came out.
It's the passage with Zach.
Is that what that was? Oh, that guy in the tank or in the trailer, it's the show called The Passage. And Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell.
Wow.
What's his name? It's not Zach Morris.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar. I'm sure someone yelled it when we're talking about it. And that was my wife. Thanks to her, she remembered it. But anyway, it looks cool. Check it out. Passage? Is that what it is? The Passage? I'm going to go back there again and take pictures of it. I thought it looked cool, and that guy looked creepy in there. I took a video of it, but if you follow me on Snapchat, it'll be on there. Most likely, I'll throw it on Instagram as well. But anyway, so we walked around, and we ended up going to just looking and just everyone out there in line. I'm just shaking my head. But if you do that, hey, like I said, that's your prerogative. I won't do it. But anyway, so we walked around, and then it was hot, and I was getting tired and thirsty. So we got some water, and all this stuff that's going on in the country right now with permits that people are getting mad about and filming it and going viral and getting fired from your jobs and this and that. There's all kinds of people out there selling stuff. I see little kids with ice chests full of water and everything. I mean, there was people joking about it. Where's your permit? But no one was saying. I even said it at one point. But I'm not going to call the cops. That's stupid. But anyway, so got some water and we walked around. We ended up at the hotel where you guys... Marriott.
Yeah.
We went there, sat there for a while on the breezeway and just relaxed. And while I was sitting there, I saw Jason Mewes walk by. And I was like, Jay, anyway, what up, yo? And I was too tired to get up. But anyway, I met him before. He was cool. So I'm good. Zisu and Jade came. And we're going to go. And Renee and I, we were going to this show, comedy show. So they were taking care of Eric for us while we did that. But while we were walking, I saw Jay Mewes again. And I pointed him out, hey, he's right there. And he was just standing, I don't know, tying his shoe or something. And my wife wanted to meet him, so she was all scared. I said, just go over there. He's nice. He's not going to say no. So she walked over him.
Yeah, she was waiting for you. We got over there, and she's like, oh, where's Ness?
I met him already. I'm good.
She wanted you to be in the picture, though.
I'm good. I already got my picture with him. But anyway, here, let me hand it off. I didn't even go. I was leaning against a wall. What did he say to you guys?
Yeah, no, he was super nice. He was cool. He's like, yeah, of course. And then he's like, oh, what? He's over there? I was like, okay, yeah. So I guess we'll just take it. And then I was like, oh, wait, can I get the picture? And he's like, yeah, of course. I was like, yeah, thank you. So, yeah, super nice. And it was good to check off meeting somebody on the first day like that.
Yeah, we saw, or I saw, this dude last night. What show, I don't know his name or what the show he was in.
It's Big Head from Silicon Valley. And it turns out he was there for a Nickelodeon show we saw. He was doing a signing with John Ralphio.
Oh, John Ralphio was there? Oh, yeah. Man.
I took a picture of them signing. And yeah, he was up there. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, it took you forever to remember who it was. And you were like, oh, yeah, it's some kid from some show. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then you finally like showed me the picture. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Big Head from Silicon Valley. He's not on it a ton, but I love his storylines. He's one of my favorite characters on that show. So I wish I would have got the picture, but oh, well.
We were this was last night when I saw him. We were walking out of Hilton Hyatt. I don't know.
Yeah, Hilton.
I think it's Hilton Bayfront, way over by the Hall H line. We were walking out. Oh man, yeah, that dude. That's the dude.
Yeah, he was
a little scruffy when I saw him, so he must have shaved
last
night. But anyway, we were walking down there, or we were going down the escalator, and then he came walking in, and then went up the escalator, and I looked at him, and I was like, I didn't know his name. I went, hey, that's somebody. I couldn't remember. I'd seen him in a bunch of things. I couldn't remember.
It was like an hour later.
Yeah, I couldn't remember where. I could picture him and whatever I'm watching, but I couldn't remember. So I just went to IMDb and I looked up Big Bang Theory because I said, well, I'll start with there because he was like, he was playing a nerd. So I figured, okay, well, I'll start there, like the king of the nerd shows. So. I'm a nerd too. I like comic books and superheroes and pretty much everything those guys like, but I'm not a doctor and a brainiac. But anyway, so I just kind of started scrolling through the cast and I found him. I don't remember his name, his real name. And then I said, this is the guy I saw. And then that's when the dude said, oh my God. And but, oh well.
Oh well.
I guess I should have just said, hey. And. You would have probably knew, but I couldn't.
I didn't see him, so I had no idea. Actually, when I turned around, I saw some other kid, and it was like a kid, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
Who I call kids people that are younger than me. So that's who we saw last night. But anyway, so after we met, or after they met Jay Muse, Zisa and them took off, and Renee and I went up to the American Comedy. Did you send that to Renee? Well, send it to me, and I'll send it to her. But yeah, we saw this thing too. Eric took a picture of it. I don't know who it is. Who is that?
It's from Paranorman.
I know, but what's the character?
He was like the town mayor like 100 years ago. That thing, that guy.
Yeah, anyway, we'll throw a picture. I think I threw a picture up on Instagram. I don't know. If I didn't, I'll do it later. But anyway, so we ran up to the American Comedy Club, I think that's what it's called, on 6th Street. And Renee and I are big fans of Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast and AMC's Comic Book Man, which is shitty that it's not airing anymore. It got canceled. But anyway, Brian Johnson and Ming Chen were doing a comedy show called... Fat Man and Little Boy. So it was cool. I mean, we went up there. It was like a little basement show. It wasn't packed or anything, but there was enough people in there, and everyone there that's a part of the four color demons were there representing. I was representing my T-shirt. It was too hot to be wearing leather or a denim vest with a big four color demons patch on it. I'm eventually gonna get one, but I think I'm just gonna put it on the back of my sweatshirt. But oh sweet, oh I saw that. I wanted to do it. There was a Judge Dredd, you know, those little. Well, I don't think it was cardboard. You put your face in and everything. And yeah, I'll do it and throw a picture up of it later. But anyway, so we went to that, and it was funny. It was just them telling stories, talking a little bit about some comic book men and when they found out the show got canceled. It was hilarious, and the AC was full blast in there, so I was like, it was all nice. But it was fucking... It was like a two-drink minimum. Not each, but you just had to buy two drinks. And... I just looked at the menu of drinks. Wine was a glass of wine was $15-16. I was like, what? And beer was $12. I was like, hell no. I ended up buying a $8 glass of iced tea, which was it was like small. I mean, the large teas at McDonald's or what have you were bigger than what. And I was like, oh man, but I don't know, these dumb rules. But anyway, the show was over. It wasn't very long. I say it was like little over an hour, but it was funny. And Renee enjoyed it. And right after that, I walked up the street to the House of Blues and bought my Testament ticket because I wanted to see that. So I bought the ticket and I said, "What time's the show?" They said it's probably not going to be until the first band's at 8, and then Testament came on around 9. So I said, all right, so bought my ticket. I missed the first band completely. I think it was still like, it was before 8, I know that. We walked all the way back down to, no, we didn't walk. We jumped on the shuttle bus and rode it all the way back to Petco. And we went in there, met up with Zisu and Eric and Jade. And what was in there?
Rocket League, the third anniversary, third birthday, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't know. There was games and stuff in there, and then you could play the game. And we missed the popcorn, the free popcorn, but we did get sodas or whatever.
We missed the live Rocket League thing, too. They had those, like, things you put over your head, the bouncer ball things, like you run into each other stuff. We just missed that, but.
I couldn't do that. I'd rather hurt my back or something.
No,
but
no, you're completely protected. You're in the bubble. You're in the bubble. So when you get hit and you knock over, you fall and you're protected. You'd kind of roll. So
I'd do something to hurt myself some way. But so I hung out there for a little bit. I threw a video because there was DJ was playing and people were dancing, and this was all inside Petco Park, where the Padres play. And on their big giant jumbotron or whatever the hell you want to call it, there was someone with a camera, and I told the Zisu here, I said, "Dude, go over there and start dancing, and I'll take a picture and film a video." I threw that on Instagram already, so if you guys could go in there, it was hilarious. Is that going on there again tomorrow?
No. They got other stuff going on, so
we'll figure it out and go back in there, but. Yeah, so it was cool. So I don't know how long I was out. I left because the show was Testament was about to come on. So I was gonna go for the shuttle, but I was like, man, it's all right. I'll just walk. So I walked all the way back up there to the House of Blues. Went right in, got me a drink, stood there for like 5 minutes. Then the lights went out and Testament came on. They started off with the first track, I believe. I think it was like Brotherhood of the Snake. From their latest album, they played that, and then they went into Rise Up from Dark Roots of the Earth. Sorry, everyone, I know I love Testament, but the album that was before the Brotherhood of the Snake one, they played Rise Up, and that kind of got me hyped up. And then Chuck Billy was like, "Hey man," he goes, "Who was all at Comic-Con?" This was their first time at Comic-Con, so they did, like they said, they did a signing, and Eric Peterson had his comic, so they were like, "Yeah, we're down." That was a lot of walking, because I don't know what they did, but they're like, "Yeah, we're here." He was like, "I was hoping that there was going to be people in costumes at the show, but there wasn't. It was just all a bunch of old metalheads, as well as some new ones, a younger generation that still loves thrash." So I was there representing, and I was just kind of just – I had my glasses on, so I figured I wasn't going to do much. So I was just going to stand off to the side. I was off on the side, but then he goes, "All right, we're going to do nothing but old songs from stuff that we've never played in a long time." And I was, I got hyped. They played New Order, Disciples of the Watch, Preacher, Electric Crown from the Ritual album. Oh, my God. I sang my ass off during that one. Practice What You Preach. Into the Pit. That I took video of that. I'll throw that on Instagram later. What else did they play? Over the Wall. Dog Face God. They played that. They did Low, which I haven't seen in forever, and I was like, oh my god, I was hyped, and I was getting too hyped, man. I was singing and headbanging, and I got in the pit a few times, but then the idiots, if you've been to a thrash show at a House of Blues in San Diego, the floor is like slick. And these idiots with their beer spilling it, and that's when the floor got really slippery, and fools were going down. I learned my lesson a couple years ago when Slayer played there, when they did the Comic-Con takeover with Slayer. I went down on that floor, and it's hard cement, and I learned my lesson. Once the floor in the pit got slippery, I kind of just stood off to the side because I wasn't going to do anything. I'd hurt myself, so... Testament Rage, and they were done.
Did anybody go down?
A lot of people fell down. So the show was over. It was good. I thought it was perfect, man. They played just around right amount of songs. I haven't seen a headlining Testament show in a long time, so that was cool. And then the show was over, and that's I ran into Jesse there, Urban Aztec, and then I lost him. But I did see Super 7's Brian Liu. I saw him at the show, so I went up and I was talking to him for a little bit. And when I went to Super 7, I asked where he was, and they said, oh, he's around here somewhere. So I didn't see him, but he hooked me. He goes, hey, dude, I'm going to be at the booth all day tomorrow. So, come by. So yeah, I'm gonna hit that booth tomorrow again and talk to Brian. Hopefully get a few words from him for the show, because I want to ask him about the Toys That Made Us, because they were actually on. They were on the first half. It's a three season show, I guess. But first season they did it, and then they went back this season with the He-Man stuff. So I'll talk to him. Hopefully get a few words from him, and we'll throw it on the show. But after the show, I got a hold of these guys, and then here we are doing the show for you, because we're tired and we got to get up early and do it all over again. But now on to our pickups, our collector's corner, or whatever you want to call it. What did you end up getting?
Well, since we didn't end up winning a pass to buy from a majority of these booths, no Funko, no Hasbro, no Lego, had to do a good amount of the Funko pickups, the pops online, and funny thing is I probably won't see most of them until August. Takes them that long to ship, so I'll be sitting on a while. But like I mentioned up top, I did get the Ahsoka... Hot Topic exclusive figure, which isn't even hitting Hot Topics yet. I have no idea when it actually comes out. So a little bit of an early release. That's pretty cool. And like I said, it was signed by Ashley Eckstein. The other big Funko pickup, I was on the fence on it, but I was like, well, you know, I'm not getting any other pops in person. FYE had a pop-up shop, and they had... Stinkor from Masters of the Universe, and I may have not picked this up if I hadn't just watched that Toys That Made Us, where they talked about He-Man and all the characters that they just repainted, and they turned Merman into Stinkor. And it's kind of funny they did it for this Funko Pop too. They knew what they were doing. I have yet to smell how bad it is, but I imagine they probably went back to the original source with that, but no idea. I never had the original Stinkor, so I know it didn't sell either, according to the Toys That Made Us. But yeah, those are my main collectible pickups. And then as far as anything else, yeah, Katie Cook picked up a Rey print. There got a couple books signed that I've had for a long time, so that was cool. But yeah, other than that, just freebies, pickups here and there. I do that Star Wars card trader game, and they had exclusive cards just for the con, so that's cool, considering that's a daily thing for me. But yeah, that was pretty much it for pickups.
I went a little wild, and because when I first got in there, I like raced over to get the stuff I wanted. First, I ran over to Full Moon Features, Charles Band's deal, and I picked up two, which I was shocked. Laser Blast.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, there's if you guys know what Laser Blast is, you'll know what these are. The aliens that were chasing. What's his nuts? The main guy. I kept seeing pictures of it. So they put him out and I finally got it. I thought there were going to be 3-inch figures. I think there's what? Inch and a half? Maybe almost 2 inches of the aliens that were chasing the main guy. When I got there and then I saw a glow-in-the-dark one, they said, no, this is the con exclusive. So I was like, damn it, well, give me both of them. So I ended up picking up these. Laser Blast is an awesome film that I love. And I know there is fans for it, but then there's some people that hate it. I think how most people see it now is the Mystery Science Theater one. It's funny, but I like the... I think I mentioned it before. I got the VHS and the DVD, two DVD releases, and I have the Blu-ray. So these were musts for me. I didn't even know there was going to be a con exclusive glow-in-the-dark alien, so I'm glad I got that and the regular one. I picked those up if you want to check those out. Then I raced over to Shout Factory, and I need to go back over there tomorrow. I picked up three steelbooks. This first one, I didn't even know it was a steelbook. This is a... Life Force, I can't remember, it came out in the 80s. It was directed by Tobe Hooper about the space vampires. Awesome film, you guys haven't seen it. And this movie I love, also 80s. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. This is a limited edition steelbook. It was released a while ago, and I almost bought it at Best Buy, but it was like almost $30. Here it was only 20. So I was like, ah, a must. I had to pick that up. They give you a cool bag, and then they give you some buttons. I got like a bunch. Every time I buy something from them, I get a set. In this set, it's Brain Scan, Trick or Treat, Halloween 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Next Generation. If you guys know what that is, that movie's horrible. And Piranha 2, Spawning. Awesome little pin set I got. And this next one I got, I don't know why it's in a box. Here, can you hold this for me?
Yeah.
This is the Bill and Ted's excellent Adventure, the steelbook. It's in a cardboard box. I have no idea why, if you can hear me opening it up.
Wow, and then even further packaging.
Now it's in one of those, like, envelopes that's all...
Mailers.
Yeah, foamy. I don't know why they did this, but the other ones they just handed to me. It's nothing new. I mean, it's just
right.
It's just a steelbook of Bill and Ted's, and if you guys see that, I was hoping that it would be. There is a release of Bill and Ted that Shout Factory put out, and it's got both movies. Bill and Ted Go to Hell, or Go to Hell.
Bogus
Journey. But that was the original title. But then they said, no, we can't do that. We need to change it to Bogus Journey. Bill, I always call it Bill and Ted, Ted's, or Bill and Ted Go to Hell. But anyway, so those are the three steelbooks that I picked up. There's two more movies over there that I'm going to go back and get tomorrow. And when we do our next wrap-up, I'll tell you what those are. Then I ran over to Super 7. Man, I'm mad. I might have to go buy another one. There's a con exclusive, the Reaction Alien figures, and it comes with a coin. That reminds me of Hammerhead.
Yeah, it is.
The Hammerhead no figure, doubt. Star Wars figure. The exact same color. He's got the blue chest and then the brown. I don't know why they did. I'll ask Brian tomorrow why they did this. There's a whole
Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a whole new wave.
The back of the packaging. That's old Star Wars pack. Look.
There's a whole... Oh, man, I need to get that one. This better not be the blind boxes. I haven't even... I'll open the blind box in a minute for you guys. You have to open those. What's cool about this, it's awesome. I'll take pictures of throwing it on Instagram. It's not even punched.
Oh, nice.
So that's even awesome. So I got that. You guys know me. I love Alien and the reaction figures. This next one, if you want to hold this.
Yeah.
More Super 7 stuff. I got a blind box. If you guys don't know what these are, it's just alien figures that come in a box. You don't know what it is. I think there's four of them, four different ones, and you never know what you get. There's a dwarf star, space dust, blood moon, and supernova. I have no idea what that is. I told Eric to pick one for me. So I'm opening it right now. Oh, damn. See, they kill me by putting tape on here. I guess I should have a knife or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. I don't have my glasses on. All right, I got it open. It is the Dwarf Star one. It's all blue. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's solid. Not just a plain black one. You know, I have the other three blind box ones that from the first go around. I got all three of those, so now I guess I need to get three more. Hopefully, I'll talk to Brian, see if he'll hook me up with the other ones. That's pretty much all I got today. So, but I was stoked about the Laser Blast figure, the glow-in-the-dark exclusive one. I'm happy that I got that. And like I said, I didn't even know. I'm glad I got the alien one, the two alien figures, these movies that I wanted. Shocker about Life Force Steelbook. They gave me some cool posters. I know they're like two of them are like limited prints. And the other one's a Buckaroo Banzai, I think Life Force and... Bill and Ted's, so that's awesome. My comic book I picked up, Eric Peterson's one, and my signed posters, Testament posters, I got those. And that is all I got. Eric got something, but he's already laying down. So that's pretty much for me on this end. For our very first day, I'm sweating. First day, day one at Comic-Con. And as far as that, we'll be back tomorrow with our next wrap up. And you guys got anything else to say? I'm tired, everyone. Good night. You guys are here for me tomorrow.
Yeah, all set. Glad to be back at the con. Love it. Looking forward to the next 2 days. And till next time, have a good one, East Society.
All right, everyone. We'll talk to you guys all tomorrow, and good night.